And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. This is the second week of our focus on the Mizzou International Composers Festival, which will be which all kind of culminates in the 8 world premieres that'll be on July 27th, 2019 at the Missouri Theater here in downtown Columbia. I am joined by phone by Christina Wolf. Christina, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Wonderful. So I've been starting off these interviews with kind of a simple question. What got you into music in the first place?
I was thinking about that, and it seems that I've largely, to be really cliche, always been into music, but I didn't get into music until I was about 14 and I started playing the electric bass, and I kind of got in through playing metal, and then I stopped. Then I decided I would, rather than play metal, I would rather play the Baroque bass. And so then I switched and I started playing classical bass. And then I moved on to the viola da gamba. And then I started writing music. And here I am.
Very cool. And so that's what got you into composition as well?
Yeah. Well, I think I kind of fell into an electronic music class and then started doing sound art in a way, and tape music. And that was what seemed to spur me a little bit more than, because I ended up with a little bit of problems writing traditional music. And so I kind of came around from like a tape music and an interactive music background, but I was doing that from music school. So, you know, it was kind of both anyway.
Interesting. So tell me about that. Like, from what I've read, you seem like you're kind of a collector of sounds, and maybe you use that more in your composition. Tell me a little bit about that.
I think when I go around and collect sounds, I'm sort of collecting, since I've started bringing more in the approach of VR or binaural sounds, what I'm collecting is the experience of sounds. And then I tried to record what I heard as best that I could. And so then I can then share it with others or use it in creative work, I think. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Because I noticed like you recorded a lot of like church bells and at least recently. What's your experience with that? And why church bells?
Well, some of the church bells that I recorded, there was a church bell near where my grandmother has an apartment, and it's just a church bell that rings incessantly at 6 p.m. no matter what. But what's interesting is, just given where it is in the city, is the echoes are very interesting. And so I've had a lot of time to notice them, and I made a couple of points to, first I recorded them in binaural, and then I went and I brought a VR mic to record it, and you could really get the height. And I think that what I was really going for is the height of the bell with the echoes of it off the city walls. And in other cases, when I recorded bells, it was that when I was doing the Camino in Spain, and every bell is different. And I found that kind of interesting from a local perspective, where everywhere you were going, you're recording sort of a sound that only exists in this one spot. And then you would go to the next one and you record that one. And I mean, I have way more than I posted on the internet. I think I just only posted the ones I liked the best, you know?
Yeah. tell me a little bit about the piece that you're bringing to the International Composers Festival for Alarm Will Sound.
Well, in light of what we were just talking about, it's called A Curation of Finds, which is a basically a selection of acoustic measurements that were taken in a Neolithic labyrinth. And what's related to the bells is that the acoustic spaces themselves, they were hand-carved, and they seem to resonate in a way that is similar to that of a bell or a gong. And so I wanted to render the way that sound propagates in the space as musical material. And so I orchestrated the ambisonic or VR measurements. Basically, it's a 360 recording, and I mapped them onto the traditional positions of alarmal sound. They have a general setup. Mm-hmm. And so I made basically the different groups of instruments are little virtual speakers, and I orchestrated the sound as would be heard from those spots.
Fascinating. So are you using recorded sound in the actual piece itself?
No, it's okay. Just, it's I orchestrated an impulse response. Mm. And so then the sounds are the harmonic resonances and the timbre of the sound at the particular space, but it would be without sound. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Very cool. Yeah. Well, that's cool. We look forward to seeing it. What of your upcoming residents in Visby? What will you be doing in the future?
I'll be in that one, I will be making a piece based on the light from storms in the north. Like I suppose the light is very similar in Missouri during a really dark storm where the clouds are very light, and then one particular crack in the clouds will show up with a very bright white light. Mm-hmm. And then in Visby, since it's the North Sea, it's not the North Sea, but it's a very northern sea, so it's very dark, and then it makes these white lights. And to me, they look a lot like sonograms, and so I was going to work with that.
Very cool. And that's is that a two-year residency that you're doing there?
No, that's just, I think, 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
And that's, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it'll only take 3 weeks.
Oh, sure. Just no problem at all. Just knock it out quick.
Yeah.
Well, Christina, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day and talking to us. But we look forward to seeing you here in the end of July, and we look forward to hearing your piece.
Yeah, and I look forward to going to Missouri.
Yeah, it's great, as long as the tornadoes stay away.
All right, I'll do a no tornado dance.
Thank you. In July, we shouldn't have any. It'll just be hot and miserable.
Okay, so I'll save my dance.
You should save the dance.